And daf ayin zayin amid aleph with the Mishnah Eivori Chatas. The halacha is by a carbon chatas, we put up on the mizbeach only the emorim. Everything else is eaten by the kohanim. Now that is not the case with the carbon oila. In regard to a carbon oila, it is kulay kalu. Everything goes onto the mizbeach. So what happens when you have Eivori Chatas shenisav will be Eivori oila? The limbs of a chatas got mixed up with the limbs of a carbon oila. What do we do with it? We can't just take everything over here, including the limbs of the chatas, and put it up onto the mizbeach, because there is a halacha, kal shehu mimenu li'ishe, harei ubebal taktiu. The halacha is outright, whenever you have anything where something is taken off to be put onto the mizbeach, you are not permitted to put the rest of it on the mizbeach. And that is precisely the case with the carbon chatas. We have parts of it, the emorim, which go onto the mizbeach. That automatically means that as far as the rest of the chatas are concerned, we are prohibited, there is a lav to put that onto the mizbeach. So now we have a serious problem. We have the avorim of the chatas which can't go on. We have the avorim of the oil which must go on. What are we to do? Rabbi Eliezer Oimer, there is no problem. Take everything, all of the limbs that you have over here, which we know is inclusive of both avorim chatas and avorim oil, and yitin lemaila, put it up, yimakter it on the mizbeach. Aye, how can we possibly take the avorim of the chatas which don't belong in the mizbeach and put them on the mizbeach? I will regard as basar hachatas momayla, the basar hachatas that is going up onto the mizbeach, ki iluhin eitz. It's nothing more than wood. And that means that the kohen makes a condition, he stipulates. If the avarim that I'm putting up onto the mizbeach now are the avari oila, it should be considered avari oila that I am being makter on the mizbeach. On the other hand, if the avarim that I am putting up now happens to be avari chatas, it is eitz. It's nothing more than wood. And Rabbi Eliezer Shita is based on the Mahalach that when do we say there is an Isser, there is a Lav, if somebody puts the Shirayim of a carbon which doesn't belong on the Mizbeach onto the Mizbeach? That is the Daf, if you put it onto the Mizbeach with the Kavana to be Makti of the carbon. But if you put it onto the Mizbeach with the Kavana to use it as firewood, then there's no problem. The Mela, all the Kohen has to do is to make the Tanai. If it's the Oiler, then it should be Haktara. If it's the Chatas, it should be firewood. And we have solved the difficulty. The Chachamim, however, disagree with Rabbi Eliezer. They say this can't be done. Rather, Tiyu B'Tzurasan, you can't possibly put the Avarim of the Chatas onto the Mizbeach. You have to wait overnight, allow the carbon to become possible, and afterwards the Yasu take it out of the base of Seifa to be burnt elsewhere. So we have your Machlokes between Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim. Rabbi Eliezer applies the Lav of putting things on the Mizbeach that don't belong there only to when you put it there L'Shem Haktara. If you put it there for other reasons, there is no problem. The Chachamim say it doesn't make a difference why you want to put it there. You can't put anything on the Mizbeach that doesn't belong there. My time of the Rabbi Eliezer affecting him, what is the time of the Rabbi Eliezer who says the only time there is an Isser is when you put it on L'Shem Reach Nechayach, only when you put it on L'Shem Haktara. And for the Gemara, Rabbi Eliezer learns, Amakra, the Pasuk says, V'yal Mizbeach lo yalu l'reach nechayach. Now this is the complete Pasuk. Kal se'ar b'chal devash lo yisaktiru minenu isha l'Hashem. Carbon rachis takrivu oisim l'shem, but the yalam mizbeach lo yalu l'reach nechayach. No siyar and no devash, no sourdough or honey is to be put onto the mizbeach, with the exception of the carbon shtei alechem, which is the rachis, and with the exception of bikurim, because there is honey over there. However, that is only in regard to the shtei alechem and the bikurim that it's possible to bring sa'ar or devash to the beis hamikdash. As far as going on to the Mizbeach is concerned, the Yalam Mizbeach loy yalu reach nechayach. So on the surface, this pasuk is just telling us that we can't be maktir any sar advash on the Mizbeach. However, Chazal dashed something else from the pasuk, being that there is an extra word over here, because the pasuk reads loy saktiru mimenu ishel Hashem. The mimenu is extra, so we dashed from this mimenu ishel Hashem. Anything that we had part of it going on to the Mizbeach, as the case is in regard to the Chatas, where the Emrim do go on to the Mizbeach, what is left over should b'shum oifin not go onto the mizbeach. Rabbi Eliezer, whoever is looking at the end of the pasuk, Saif kol Saif of the pasuk concludes, and this would include whatever you want to dash in from this pasuk, if it's our advash or if it's the shirayim of regular karbanis, the yalam mizbeach lo yalu l'reach nichayach. So the pasuk is stressing whatever the yisr is, l'reach nichayach yatamal. You can't put it up if your intention is l'reach nichayach to be makter it as a carbon. But if you want to put it onto the Mizbeach just as firewood, that is permissible. And that is where, according to Rabbi Eliezer, this whole situation of the limbs of the Chatas getting mixed up with the Avari Oila, this is not a problem. Because all you have to do is to make sure that the kohen makes a tanai. The avarim that I'm putting onto the mizbeach, if it's an oila, it should be l'shem haktara, that belongs on the mizbeach. If it's a chatas, it's l'shem eitzim, and that's all right. What about the rabbanan? The rabbanan insists that for whatever reason, you can't put anything that doesn't belong on the mizbeach onto the mizbeach, even though you're only putting it there l'shem eitzim and not l'shem haktara. What do they do with this pasuk of v'yel mizbeach lo yalu l'reach nechayach? It's mashma davka l'reach nechayach. It's aser. And for the Gemara, according to the Rabbanan, miut rachmana oisa. The pasuk says, reishis takrivu oisam l'ashem. There is an extra word over here, oisam. This word, oisam, comes to teach us as follows. En chanami, there is an implication over here, v'yel mizbeach lo yalu l'reach nechayach. That there is an issue to put anything on that is davka l'reach nechayach. But you can put it on for other reasons. In regard to what? Oisa. In regard to the sa'ar and the dvash. It is in regard to that issa, the issa of putting on sa'ar and dvash on the mizbeach, that the pasuk stresses the issa is only when you mean to put it on the reach nechayach, but you can put it on for other reasons. Oisam hud i'ata maila, avalata maila l'shem eitzim. It is dafka in regard to that that the pasuk stresses, don't put it up l'reach nechayach, but you can put it up l'shem eitzim. Aval midi achrini, in regard to the other things, that we also learn the issa from this pasuk, like the shirayim of karbonis, like the parts of karbonis that don't belong in the mizbeach loy, this diak of the pasuk that the yisr is dafka l'reach nechayach does not apply to those other things. So in other words, the chacham agree with Rabbi Eliezer. The yel mizbeach loyal l'reach nechayach is a valid rasha, that it's only also l'reach nechayach. But by the pasuk stressing oisam mitzaraya, that this heter of dafka l'reach nechayach applies only to those that are mefurish in the pasuk, only to the sar and the vash. No such heter would exist for the Yavarim of a Chatas that does not belong in the Mizbeach. Frek the Gemara of Rabbi Eliezer, what does Rabbi Eliezer do with this word, Oysam? From the Oysam is Taka Mashma. Dafka them, Dafka what's Mufurish Bekra, only here do we say that you can put it up for any other reason besides Reach Nechayach. And for the Gemara, Rabbi Eliezer will say, fine, I agree with what the Chacham are saying. That the Oysam and the Pasuk stresses Dafka, the Sar and Vash. Dafka those things. But the other things, like the Shirayim of Karban, is not. However, the Pasuk is referring to something else. The Pasuk does not mean to differentiate Sar and Vash from other Karbanis in the sense that one could go up L'Shem Eitzim and the other can't. The Torah means to stress Eitzim and differentiate Sar and Vash from the other Karbanis in regard to a different halacha. Let us see the Gemara inside once again with Rabbi Eliezer. What does he do with the Eitzim? He says the Torah is stressing Eitzim dafka the Sar and Vash. Dafk, in regard to the Sar and Dvash, do I say that the same way there is an issa to put it on the Mizbeach, there is an issa to put it on the ascent to the Mizbeach, on the Kevish. Aval midi achrini, in regard to the other things that we learn from this pasuk, like other karbonets, which don't belong on the Mizbeach, over there the issa is dafka for the Mizbeach. But loy, there is no issa to put those karbonets on the Kevish, on the ascent to the Mizbeach. What about the Rabbanan? They use the Eisam to tell me that Tsar and Vash are different than other Kabbanis in the sense that Tsar and Vash can go up L'Shem Eitzim and the other Kabbanis can't. So how do they know that there is another difference between Tsar and Vash and the other Kabbanis in regard to putting them on the Kevish? And for the Gemara Tadish Mamina, they say the word Eitzim is inclusive of everything. The word Eitzim is telling me Dafka they, Dafka the Tsar and the Dvash. But other Kabbanis are different, and they're different in regard to different things. They're different in regard to putting them onto the Mizbech L'Shem Eitzim. They're different in regard to putting it onto the Kevesh. But it's all included in the word Eisam. The Mashmois of Eisam allows itself for many drashas. Now, what bothers Rabbi Eliezer about the Rabbanan drasha? If Rabbi Eliezer does Seikul Seif recognize the drasha of Eisam, that there is a difference between those that are Mefurish Bekra, like the Sar and Vash, and the other Kabbanis, which are only here via drasha, why not accept this difference in regard to everything and say that Dafka, Sar and Vash you can put up L'Shem Eitzim, but you can't put up Kabbanis? So Taisus explains that according to the Rabbanan, it would turn out that what is Mefurish Bekra, and that is the Sar and Vash, is more kolodik, is more lenient than the Kabbanis, which we only learn via drasha. Because that's what the Chachamim are saying. This pasuk is telling us you can't put Sar and Vash on the Mizbeach, and from the Drasha we learn you can't put other Karbanis on the Mizbeach, those that don't belong there. However, in regard to the Sar and Vash, which is Mefurish in the pasuk, you can put it up provided you don't put it up L'Shem HaKtara. In regard to the things that we learn via the Drasha, the other Karbanis, you can't put it up B'Shumayfin on the Mizbeach, even L'Shem Eitzim. So it's difficult to say, says Rabbi Eliezer, according to Taisus, that what you learn from the drasha should be stricter than what is befeish in the pasuk. Now the other drasha that Rabbi Eliezer does agree with, and that is the dash in the isam that dafk in regard to the signed vash, is there an iser to put it onto the kevish as well as the mizbeach? But in regard to the other karbanis, the iser is only for the mizbeach, not for the kevish. That's a kula. So that's all right to say that what is befeish in the pasuk is more chumra. There is an extra iser than what we only learn from the drasha. That Rabbi Eliezer will accept. But to go say that there is another difference over here, that what is befeish in the pasuk, that is what the Torah is makel on. That is where the Torah says you can put it up l'shem eitzim, and what is not befeish in the pasuk over here, the kula does not apply. Rabbi Eliezer does not wish to say this, that the drasha should be more chumradig than the etzim pasuk. Now, the Chachanim and Seif Kotzais do accept this, and they say the drasha, the karbanas, are more chumradig than the sarin vash. And therefore, the karbanas you can't put up even l'shem eitzim. So what is the eitzah? For Eivari Chatas, it gets mixed up with Eivari Oila. If we can't put it up, we learned in the Mishnah, let it stay overnight until it becomes possible, and the next day take it out with Beis HaSereifah. Now, just like there is an iser to put something onto the Mizbeach that doesn't belong there, there is also an iser to allow something to become nicer. So why should the Chachamim say that this iser is better than the other iser? So when Echanami explains the Chavetz Chaim in the Lakutei Halachas, the only difference is it's an iser regardless, but at least if you have a choice of being either an iser biyadayim, which according to the Chacham would be when you take this and put it on the Mizbeach, or being either an iser by default, that is to allow it to become nicer, it is preferred not to do the iser biyadayim. But according to the Chachamim, there really is no eitzah where I can avoid totally being either anything when the Avari Chatos get mixed up with the Avari Ayla. Zok the Gemara, masnitin deloiki haitana. Seems that our Mishnah would not work out with this Tana. Which Tana are we referring to? The Tanya we learned in the Brais. Amar Rabbi Yehuda says, loy nech laku, there is no machlaikis between Rabbi Eliezer the Chachamim al Ivari Chatos Shenesav or Be'Ivari Oila, as we learn now in Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda says, they don't disagree about Ivari Chatos that get mixed up with Ivari Oila. Hakom Oidim, even the Chachamim say, Sheyikavu, be makavit, put it all onto the Mizbech. According to Rabbi Yehuda, the Chachamim do accept the concept of put it up L'Shem Eitzim and there's no problem. In addition, Rabbi Yehuda continues, there was no machlokes between Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim in regard to Bereizeya v'Nirva. In regard to an animal where either the animal was ba al ha'odah, or an Adam was ba on the animal and a Veda was done with it, shelo yikrevu. Rabbi Eliezer also says, b'shum ein oifin, this is not to go on to the Mizbeach. If the Avarim of this kind of a behemoth gets mixed up with anything, it will never get to be on the Mizbeach. So if the Chachamim agree with Rabbi Eliezer, regard to Ivari Chatosh and Esav will be Ivari Oila that it could go up, and Rabbi Eliezer agrees with the Chachamim in regard to Ivari Rezeh the Nirva that got mixed up with other Karbanas that it can't go up, Alma Nichlaku, where is there a Machlaikis between Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim? Where Rabbi Eliezer says you can put it up L'Shem Eitzim provided you aren't putting it up with the Kavanah to be Makterit, and the Chachamim say you can't. The Machlaikis would be Al Ivari Oila Tmima Shenesav will be Ivari Balasma. If you have the limbs of a Karban Oila that is Tmima, no blemish, and it got mixed up with the limbs of a balas mum, in other words, accidentally somebody shechted a carbon which was a balas mum, so this is not right to go on to the Mizbeach, and now it got mixed up with the kosher of a carbon oil, we don't know which is which. Here we have the machlokes. Should Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Eliezer says, Yikavu, put everything up onto the Mizbeach, the Royani, and we go over here to the Girs on the side of the Gemara, I look at the baser balas mum on the Mizbeach and I say that's not a problem. Ah, you can't be makar the bal mum. But I say, Kilu, hey, Nathan, it's firewood on the Mizbeach. The Chachamim, I remember, the Chachamim say, lo yikrevu. We cannot allow a bal mum to go onto the Mizbeach, even if your kavana will be, you will stipulate that if this is the bal mum, it should go up l'shem eitz. So according to the Yehuda, once again, in regard to Ivari Chatosh and Asar will be Ivari Oil, in regard to the two Kashra Karbanets, Hakol Moidim, even the Chachamim, that everything could go up, the client should just stipulate if this is the Chatos, it's L'Shem Eitzim. In regard to a Rezeya, the Nirva that gets mixed up, Hakol Moidim, even Rabbi Eliezer, this will not go onto the Mizbeach, even L'Shem Eitzim. And the Machlokes is strictly where you have the Ivari of a Karban Oil, a Tmim, that got mixed up with a Baal Mum, Rabbi Eliezer says, put it up. The fact that a Baal Mum is on the Mizbeach would not violate anything, it's Thiru Shein Eitzim, and the Chachamim say you can't do that. Frek the Gemara of Rabbi Eliezer. Let's understand Rabbi Eliezer. Maishna Reveya Venirva, why when a Reveya and Nirva gets mixed up with a carbon? We say the Loichazu, a Reveya Venirva Bechlau has no shaykhus whatsoever to being a carbon. It simply cannot be allowed on the Mizbech, even with Shem Eitzim. And Rabbi Eliezer agrees to this. But Lechayr, if you agree to that, Balas Mum Nami Lechazi. Say the same for a Balas Mum. A carbon with a Mum has absolutely no shaykhus to the Mizbech, so you shouldn't allow it on even with Shem Eitzim. Now the point is, the Gemara understands why Rabbi Eliezer would allow the Averi Chatas to go on. Because Rabbi Eliezer's guidelines are, if you have a carbon that is B'yatzim, a good carbon, it's just that this part of the carbon doesn't belong in the Mizbeach. If it got mixed up with something that should go on to the Mizbeach, we'll allow it on the Sheimetz. That we can understand. And we understand why the Zeya Benirva is different. This is not just a carbon that doesn't belong in the Mizbeach. This is something that's not a carbon. But once you're saying that Svara, that once something is not a carbon that shouldn't go on L'shem Eitzim, why does Rabbi Eliezer maintain that when the Avery Oyla Tmina gets mixed up with the Baal Mum, that should go up? A carbon Baal Mum is also something that is Bechlal, not a carbon. And for the Gemara, we turn out to Ayin Zayin Amit Veit. Amar Afana, what kind of Mum is Rabbi Eliezer referring to when Rabbi Eliezer says this carbon should go up onto the Mizbeach? B'dukin Shaba Ayin, we're talking about an animal that has a Mum in its eye. It has something like a cataract in the eye, a piece of skin that grew over the eye. Why should that mum be any different than any other blemish? This would work out according to Rabbi Akiva, the Amar who says in regard to this kind of a mum, im alu lo yedu. If this accidentally goes up onto the Mizbeach, don't take it off, allow it to remain. Memela, Rabbi Eliezer says in regard to this, if this type of a mum got mixed up with Eber Yerle Tamima, send it all up on the Mizbeach. Now the reason Rabbi Akiva says that is because Rabbi Akiva has a shita that any mum that passels by birds, that passels by yoifais, is a psul where we say even b'diavad, if it goes on to the mizbeach, it must be taken off. And any psul that would not passel birds, like beduk and shabiyayin over here, b'diavad, if it goes on to the mizbeach, it is not to be taken off. By birds, the only type of mum that passels is mechusar aver. It's mamish missing an aver. But a piece of skin on the eye would not passel it. Frek the Gemara. Because Rabbi Akiva says that b'diavad, if you put up this type of a mum on the Mizbeach, don't take it off. Memele Rabbi Eliezer tells us it's considered royal Mizbeach, and therefore this type of a mum should go on if it gets mixed up with a Vari Tmina. Amadiyama Rabbi Akiva, when does Rabbi Akiva say that it's good? The Iyavit, B'diyavit, it went on. But Lechatchila Miyama. Again, the Gemara's Kasha is, we're assuming that Rabbi Eliezer bases his halacha on the eligibility b'chlal of the particular animal to go on to the Mizbeach. A Vari Chatas that gets mixed up with a Vari Oyla, being that B'yatzim it's a carbon that's royal Mizbeach, although this part of the carbon usually does not go up, put it up anyhow L'shem Eitzim. The Zeya V'nirva, which is b'chlal not Chazil Mizbeach, don't put it up. And Balmum, which B'yatzim is Chazil Mizbeach, that also put up. But how can you say a Balmum is Chazil Mizbeach? Rabbi Akiva says in regard to Biduk and Shabiayin, B'diavad, if it goes up, don't take it off. But that doesn't make it Chazil Mizbeach. B'yatzim, if you take a carbon L'chadchila that has a Mum, Biduk and Shabiayin, you are not permitted to put it onto the Mizbeach. It's not Chazil Mizbeach. Well, let us bear in mind the whole carbon came about, because the Chacham did not want to be maker of the carbon with the Mum, Biduk and Shabiayin, which Bar Kamsa brought. And for the Gemara, Amar Papa, do you know why Rabbi Eliezer allows this carbon balas mum that got mixed up with tamimim to go on to the Mizbeach? Although he does not allow the Reveya V'nirva that got mixed up to go up? Because hacha b'mayaskinan kigon sha'alu al gabi ketch. We're referring to a vari balas mum that already went up the ascent to the Mizbeach. Now it's mixed up with tamimim. Should we take it a step further onto the Mizbeach prop? Being that we are referring to the type of carbon that has a mum beduk and shabiyayin, where Rabbi Akiva says, im alu lo yerdu. Therefore, here too, Rabbi Eliezer says, bring it up already. Im alu lo yerdu. Rashi points out, the Gemara tells us further, kishem sheham is beach mekadesh, kacha kevesh mekadesh. So the fact that it's on the kevesh already puts it in the same category of it being on the mizbeach, enough so that we can apply Rabbi Akiva's klal of im alu lo yerdu. Frek the Gemara, memanashach. If it didn't go on to the mizbeach yet, it shouldn't go up, because it's not royal mizbeach. Are you telling me you went up to the kevesh, and that's why we're allowing it on, because the kevesh is considered mamish b'mizbeach? Then why are you telling me if it got mixed up with the evarim of tmimim, that's why it goes up? That's how we can actually be makter it. Ihachi, if it mamish went up the kevesh, afilo b'yei nayu, even if it didn't get mixed up with the evarim of the tmimim. even if the Evari Balmum are here as they are, and we know for a fact it's Evari Balmum. There was no mix-up whatsoever. Rabbi Akiva told us, once it goes up onto the Mizbeach, it can stay there. So Rabbi Eliezer obviously is telling me some kind of a chiddush that the only reason it can go onto the Mizbeach is because B'diavad got mixed up with Tminim. Elena Zaktimar, you're right. We don't seem to be going on the right track trying to understand what Rabbi Eliezer is saying. There must be a whole different mahalach. Why Rabbi Eliezer allows the Avari Chatos that got mixed up with the Avari Oyla to go up? Why he does not allow the Rezea, the Nirva that got mixed up to go up? And why he does allow the Balmum to go up? And it has nothing to do with being Chazi L'Mizbeach or not Chazi L'Mizbeach. Elena Zakti Gemara, time is Rabbi Eliezer who allows the Mum that got mixed up with Tminim to go up, Zeres HaKasif. Miyat Rachmana, the Torah was Mamayit Mum Ba. The Torah says there is a blemish in them. Hu Delay Ratzu, that's when you can't bring it up on the Mizbeach. When it's the end, when you have here an animal distinctly which is a Balmum, but if it got mixed up with Tmimim, then he wrote, you can't bring it up. It's Xeris Akasav, according to Rabbi Eliezer. What do they do with the Pasuk? How can they say that if the Evarim of a Tamim got mixed up with the Evarim of a Baal Mum, then it can't go up on the Mizbeach? There seems to be a Befeish Xeris Akasav, Mum Bam, Dafka, when it's distinct. When the Mum is the end, only then do we say Lo Yeratu. But if the Mum got mixed up, we don't have a clear Baal Mum over here, we have Teruvus, then it should be able to go up. And for the Gemara, the Rabbanan learned something else from this Mumbam. They say the Torah is saying, Mumbam, hu delo yiratzu. Dafka, when the blemish is still there, only then can't you bring it up for a carbon. Only then will it not be accepted. Ha'avar, but if we had an animal that had a blemish, but doesn't have one any longer, ha'avar Mumbam, but if the Mumbam passed already, yiratzu, then it is accepted. The Chacham, however, do not accept it. The Eliezer's drasha that Mum Bam means when the Mum is distinct. They say that's not what the Pasuk is saying. And according to the Chachamim, there is absolutely no difference between a Mum that is distinct or a Mum al Yidei Teruvus. Both can't go up. Now, what about Rabbi Eliezer? He does use the Mum Bam to darshan, dafka Mum Bam when it's distinct lo yiratzu. However, if it gets mixed up and it's not a distinct Mum that stands by itself, then it is yiratzu. How does Rabbi Eliezer know that dafka when the mum is there, but if you have an animal that had a mum, but the mum has been healed, how do we know you can be macrated for a carbon? And for the Gemara of Rabbi Eliezer, mi bam bohem. Rabbi Eliezer has two drashas over here. One pasuk is kimesh chasam bohem, and the other pasuk is mum bam. So twice, the Torah emphasizes the distinction of the mum. Bohem has to be clearly be in the animal, and bam. One of these drashas comes to teach me that if there is taruvis, you can't put it up on the Mizbeach. It's dafka when it's distinct. Do we say lo yiratzu? And the other drasha comes to tell me dafka when the mum is actually there. However, if it was there, but it's not there now, the carbon is kosher. Frek the Gemara v'Rabbanan, what about v'Rabbanan? V'Rabbanan don't have the drasha. The dafka if it's distinct, but all yiday taruvis, it's yiratzu. They just have one of the drashas. The dafka of the mum is still there. What do they do with both psukim? And for the Gemara, Bambahem Leidashu, they don't hold that there is an extra drash over here. One of these words is the pash, the flow of the pasik. The pasik is not emphasizing anything. And then they talk only have one drasha. That mum bam dafka if the mum is still there. They don't dashen dafka if the mum is distinct, but al yidei teruvus it should be mutter. Now, however, the Gemara has a different problem. We previously were saying that the angle that Rabbi Eliezer has to allow the teruvus of what doesn't belong on the Mizbeach to go up onto the Mizbeach is because you always have the option of stipulating and saying, well, if it doesn't belong on the Mizbeach, it should be there l'shem Eitzim. Now, according to what we're saying now, there is a mamish HaGzeiras HaKosef that says, as long as it's not a clear mum, but it's all yidei taruvis, it got mixed up, you can't bring it up. Frek the Gemara, Ihachi, if it's mamish HaGzeiras HaKosef, Roya, do you have to come with a whole svara, with a whole chap, to say that worse comes to worse, I consider it Eitzim, and it's not considered there l'shem HaKtara? Why do you need this svara for? According to what you're saying now, Horachmana Akshadeh, the Torah outright said, Befevish, it's mutter to take up a Balmum al Yidei Teruvus and to be makter it. So why should Rabbi Eliezer say, Royani, I consider it as though it's Eitzim? Why do you have to consider it Eitzim? And for the Gemara Enochanami, the way Rabbi Eliezer learns, he does not need the svara, Royani Kilu Hein Eitzim. That's not necessary. You can outright bring up the Balmum al Yidei Teruvus and be makter it on the Mizbeach L'Shem Reach Mechayach, because the Gzeres HaKosev allows it. But Le Devreyim Kamalo, Rabbi Eliezer is just addressing the Chachamim. With the D, according to me, Rachmana Achshirei, I have no problem over here. I feel the Gzeres Akasiv tells us, Befeirish, you can put the Balmum al Yedei Teruvus on the Mizbeach. But even with the who, even according to your Shita, you who don't recognize this drasha, that a Balmum al Yedei Teruvus can be accepted. At least be moided to me, acknowledge to me that you can, Lamaisa, bring up the Basar Balas Mum, because you can always say, Keitzim Dami, that you aren't bringing it up, L'shem Haktara, but you can stipulate and say, if this is the Balas Mum, it should be the L'shem Firewood, what's wrong with that? And I, who says the Chachamim agree with this Svara, that I can look at it and worst comes to worst say it's Eitzim? According to the Yehuda's version of the Chachamim, surely they say that Svara. Midi de habra basa chataf, because according to Rabbi Yehuda, which is not like our Mishnah, the Chachamim themselves say, where you have a vari oil that got mixed up with a vari chataf, you can bring it up onto the Mizbeach, because you can say, worst comes to worst, the vari chataf is l'shem eitz and not l'shem haktara. So if you can do that with the vari chataf, fine. You don't want to say that there's a gzeres akasiv to be matra mum al yedei teruvus. But even if there's no gzeres akasiv, allow it to go up with the tenai that worst comes to worst, it's not more than firewood. What can the Rabbanan answer to such a taina? Why indeed do they allow the svara of Royan Hen Kilu Heinatsim in regard to the Avari oil that gets mixed up with the Avari Chatas, and why don't they allow this Heter in regard to the Balmum that gets mixed up with Avari Tmimim? Answer the Gemara, there's a difference. Hacha Me'isi, Hasam Le Me'isi. Basar chatas, besides for the Amrim, doesn't belong in the Mizbeach. But there's no concept of mus, it's not repulsive to the Mizbeach. The Mela, worst comes to worst, it got mixed up, just in case it's the oil that we want to bring it up. So put it up and say that if it's the chatas, it's the Shemetz. However, when you have Tamimim that gets mixed up with a Balmum, an animal which is a Balmum, this is something that is mus for the Mizbeach. Over here, we will not allow it to go up, even though there is a Eitz of saying the Shemetz, and we don't want it. Now, B'yetzim, even according to Rabbi Eliezer said that the Evarim of a Yerzea v'Nirva that get mixed up with other Karbanas, this does not go on to the Mizbeach. Now, all along, the Gemara was trying to figure out the difference between Yerzea and Nirva and Balmum. And we now know the difference. There's a Gzeres Akasiv that is Matir Balmum Yedei Teruvus. Saif Kosaif, however, why does Rabbi Eliezer say that a Yerzea v'Nirva that gets mixed up with other Karbanas, why can't this go on to the Mizbeach? Why don't we say that even though there's no Gzeres Akasiv to be Materit, it goes up L'shei Meitzin? Elamai, it must be that Rabbi Eliezer himself agrees that if the concept is Mois, if it's repulsive to the Mizbeach, we don't use this Svara, that worse comes to worse is firewood. Aydazai, why does the Gemara say that Rabbi Eliezer had a taina to the Chachamim? The Gemara tells us that Rabbi Eliezer had a taina to the Chachamim and a Chanami. You want Maida that there's a Gzeres Akasiv to be Matir the Balmum al Yedei Teruvus, at least say it should go up L'shei Meitzim, and that Rabbanan answer a whole Chiddush to Geteretz, that where it's Mois, where it's repulsive like a Balmum, here we will not use the Heter of L'shei Meitzim. How could Rabbi Eliezer say such a thing to the Chachamim? Behechrach, he himself agrees with this Svara, that if it's repulsive to the Mizbeach, we don't say L'shei Meitzim. V'haraya, Rabbi Eliezer himself says that a Rezei Avinirva cannot go up onto the Mizbeach, even L'shei Meitzim. So what's the Gemara's Kasha? So the Sfasana suggests that even L'maskana, the Gemara never had charata from that teretz that the type of mum we are referring to is a mum bedukin shabiyai, which is not a full-fledged mum. It's the type of mum that Rabbi Akiva says imalu lo yerdu. And therefore, what Rabbi Eliezer is saying is as follows. Rezei Avinirva, that's Mois. I understand why that shouldn't go up. And I also agree, that shouldn't go up even L'shei Meitzim. But a mum, Taruvus of a mum, befrat this kind of a mum, Rabbi Akiva himself says, Imalu Layerdu, if you won't be minded to me that it should go up because there's a Gzeres Akasiv to be matter a mum like Taruvus, at least be minded to me it should go up L'shei Meitzim. And that is the Eliezer's cash. Or, suggests the Sfasans, let us say that Eliezer is talking about a regular mum. And the Gemara has charata from that teretz of Duk and Shabiyayin. We're talking about a full-fledged mum over here. In Cain, how can the Gemara say that Eliezer has a taina to the Chachamim? Why don't you allow the Balmum to go up Mishum Eitzim? You yourself, Rabbi Eliezer, don't allow the Rebbe of the Nirva to go up Mishum Eitzim. So you yourself are made that if something is repulsive to the Mizbeach, it shouldn't go up even Mishum Eitzim. Teretz is that the Rebbe of the Nirva is not the same kind of Mois that a Balmum is. Rebbe of the Nirva means Aveira. This is the true repulsiveness. there could be nothing more offensive to the Mizbeach, which is Mechaper and Chatoyim, than something which is the very essence of Chait itself. So here Rabbi Eliezer says, Enochanani, it shouldn't go up even with Shemet. But in regard to a Balmum, you could also argue that it's in a way repulsive, but it's a whole different kind of a Mias. It isn't the Mias of Chait. Over here Rabbi Eliezer argued to the Chacham, at least be mited to me, if not for the Gzeres HaKas, of which you don't agree with, at least they should go up with Shemet. And to that, the Chacham say, no, we recognize Mum also as a type, as something which is Moetz for the Mizbeach, and therefore we will not allow it to go up onto the Mizbeach, even L'Shem Eitz. Now, interestingly enough, this sugya of Eivorin Bali Tmimim, that got mixed up with Eivorin of animals with blemishes, which we just saw in the Brais, appears also in our next Mishnah, Zakta Mishnah. Eivorin de Eivorin, Eivorin of Oilois, that got mixed up with Oilois, that were Bali Mumim, Rabbi Eliezer, Rami Rabbi Eliezer says, this is different than what we learned in the Brais. Im karav roish echad mehen. If one of the heads of the animals already went up onto the Mizbeach, even though there are many animals over here, many heads over here, and we know one of them happens to be from an oil that is a Baal Mom, and there is no way of knowing that the rest remaining over here are kosher, and it was the Baal Mom that went up already, despite that if we have this smach that it's possible that the Baal Mom went up already, then Yikubu Kalaroshin, we can take the rest of the heads and be mark of them. And by the same token, Kirayim Shalechem Mehet, if the Torah, if the coin was mark of one of the legs over here, we can be tired of the legs that went up, those were those of the Balmon, and the rest of the legs are all Tmimim. Then Yikubu Kalakirayim. Now the Chachamim say, you can't assume anything. What do you mean one of the legs or one of the heads went up already, and probably that was the one that was the Balmon and the rest are kosher? The Chachamim say, if I have one Baal Mum that got mixed up with 100 Tmimim, and 99 already, Betoif, were brought up onto the Mizbeach, and my shayla is what to do with the last one, I can't assume that this is not the Baal Mum. Yatzel Beis HaSreifa. The Chachamim said you can't simply be toil of the Yisr in the one that left already. You have to assume that it's still here. So Akoponim, one thing is clear. The Braisa's version of Rabbi Eliezer that we had before the Mishnah, where Rabbi Eliezer says, if Eivori Bali Mumen get mixed up with Tmimim, you can be makri of anything because of the Gzeres HaKasev, that the Torah only said Mum lo yiratzu in regard to a distinct Mum, but if it's Ayyadei Teruvus, there is no problem. That clearly is not the opinion of our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says, the only time you could be matir bringing up the Teruvus to the Mizbeach is if Bidyeved, one of the Eivorim, if one of the heads left already, you can be toil that was the head of the Bali Mumen, you could be makri of the rest of the heads. Or if one of the legs left already, you can be told that was the leg of the Baal Mum, and be mak of the rest of the legs. But without this sniff lahatir, that one of them, b'di'evid, left already, and we are told that was the Baal Mum, this Mishnah clearly does not recognize any Xeris Akasav, according to Rabbi Eliezer, that automatically says that all taruvas of Baal Mum are kosher. Now the Shita Mikabeza says that the answer, there is no machlokes over here, between the Brais and the Mishnah. The Braisa is talking diuraisa. Mid diuraisa, the Eliezer says, the Torah only said la yiratzu in regard to an animal with a blemish if it's distinct, if we know for a fact this is the Balmon. If it got mixed up, al yaday tarubis, it is mutter. Mid rabbanan, however, that's our Mishnah. Rabbi Eliezer says, don't let it go up unless there is a sniff lahatir, and that is one of them left already. You can be told that the one that left, that was the one that's the Balmon. But the only reason we can do this is because midiraisa is good anyhow, and for the drabanan, for the tekana drabanan natu, it's enough to say that we can be toil of the one that left is the Baal Mum. We now understand the chachamim sheet. The chachamim who don't recognize the gzeres hakasev, even in the beraisa, they say midiraisa, you can't be mak with the Baal Mum. So of course they say that you can't be toil just because one of the heads left already, that was the Baal Mum, and the rest are good. Even if all left except for one. Svega deraisa lechomra, maybe the one that's left is the Baal Mum. Even though it's mashma from the Mishnah, that all Rabbi Eliezer asks for is that one of the heads should have left already, so we can be told that that was the Baal Mum, Rabbi Eliezer says there is really another condition. Amar Rabbi Eliezer, lo hirsha Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Eliezer was only machsha to be makir of the rest of the heads, ela shnayim shnayim, only if you're going to be makir of the rest of the heads two at a time. Now the point is, if one of them left already, and I'm going to bring up the rest of the heads in pairs, so I look at every pair and I say, one is Vadai, not a Baal Mum, because there's only one Baal Mum. The other is a Safik, because maybe the real Baal Mum, left already to start with. And therefore, the one that is a Vaday Mutter goes up, and it sort of drags along with it the one that is only a Safek. Aval Echad Echad. But if I'm going to be makif the rest of them one at a time, where it's possible to say on each one, as it stands, this may be the Balmon, and there is no Vaday Heter coming along with it, over here we say, Lo, Rabbi Eliezer was not Machshirit. Most of Rabbi Yemin, how can you say that Rabbi Eliezer was only Machshirit when you have at least two left, that you are makif them in pairs, not single file? The Chachamim, when we learn the Mishnah of the Chachamim, say that never mind if one left and the rest are here, afilu karvu kula, even if you were makir of all of them already, the tars, chutz me'echad mehen, and only one of the taruvis is left, you cannot assume that the balmum was amongst the ones that left already, and this one is kosher. Rather, yotzu lebeis asreif, you have to assume this is the balmum and take it out lebeis asreif. So this is the Chachamim's challenge to Rabbi Eliezer. It clearly indicates that Rabbi Eliezer's opinion is that if all of them left and only one remains, it is kosher. But you just told me that one is not good. There has to be at least two to make sure that there is a Vaday Heter coming along with the Safek. From the Mishnah, you see, not like that. And for the Gemara, Amalei Rabbi Yirmiyah bat Achlifa, as Bar Lachai will explain it to you. Ma Yechad, what do the Chachamim mean when the Chachamim say even if one is left over, it's not good? Therefore implying that Rabbi Eliezer says and one is left over, it is good. They don't mean one, mamish one. Rather, they mean zug echad, one pair. The Chachamim say that even if all left already, all the tars went up onto the Mizbeach, and there is only one pair of heads left, you can't be makarvit because you have to assume maybe this is the Balmon. And Rabbi Eliezer says, as long as you have a pair left, where we have a Vaday Heter coming along with a Safek Balmon, you can be makarvit on the Mizbeach. We mentioned previously that the Shita Megavetzah says there is no contradiction between the Mishnah and the Beraisa. Be'etzim, even the Mishnah agrees that Rabbi Eliezer holds Midi Uraisa. If you have a Balmum that gets mixed up with other Karbonets, it is automatically Mutter, because the Torah says Mum Bam. The only type of Mum that is Layiratsu is Dafka, when you have a Mum that is distinct, that is clear. If it gets mixed up, there's no Isser Midi Uraisa to put it on the Mizbeach. Our Mishnah, however, is talking Dirabonas. Midrabanan, however, Chazal said, don't bring up any Bali Mumin on the Mizbeach, even if it's all Yedei Teruvis. And over here, Rabbi Eliezer says that the Rabbanan only said it's Asr, if they're all still here. But if Bidiyavid, if by mistake, the Kayan took one of the heads and he was Makrivit already, you can assume that was the Bali Mumin and be Makriv the rest of them. And now, Gemara, we now saw that there has to be another Tanai, that even when you're being Makriv the rest of them, you're doing it two at a time. This way, one is Vaday Mutter, because there's only one Balmum, so one has to be Mutter. And being that the other is only a Safek, so the Vaday Mutter sort of drags along the one that's a Safek. The Chachamim, as we saw in Al Gemara, don't have the Gzeres HaKasif, that a Mum Al Yedei Teruvis is Mutter, so the Chayr, according to them, it's Asim Midi Uraisa. And therefore they say, as long as there's any possibility the Balmum is still here, Sveged Uraisa Lachum. Now the Rosh Hashanah that say, the Taisis Yishanah and the Sechtes Yuma, Daf Samach Dalet, it's Mashma somewhat that way, from Taisus over here, which is mefakpik in that, that the Chachamim also agree that Midi Uraisa Balmum Al Yedei Teruvis is Mutter. Now why they would say that, if it's because they hold that besides for the Gzeres HaKasav, the fact is if you have one Balmum and many other Oilus, it becomes Batel, or to some extent they do recognize the Gzeres HaKasav Akupanim, there are Sashitas Midashayim, and even the Chachamim say that it's Mutter Midi Uraisa. They hold it's an Issa Drabanan, but they say that the fact that one of the Balmum left doesn't help us. They say the Chachamim answered any possibility of bringing a Balmum onto the Mizbeach. And as long as there is still a possibility that the one that's left is a Balmum, you can't take it onto the Mizbeach. If indeed, according to these Ashainim, the Chachamim also agree over here that there is no Isser D'Uraisa because it becomes Batel, and it's only an Isser D'Rabanan, why don't we apply the regular klal of Sveged D'Rabanan L'Kula, and therefore if one of them left already, maybe that was the Balmum and the rest are only Sveikites. So, and at least if you don't want to say that, why do you insist that even if all of them left already and only one remains, why can't we assume the Bali Mumin were amongst the ones that left? Because Sveika the Rabbanan Lekula. So others explain as follows. Generally speaking, the Rabbanan say that although we made Gzeiris, we made Takanis, where you have a Safek, you can go Lekula. The Rabbanan give us the license to do that. Now here we have a situation where the Torah says if there's a Taruvis, it's Mutter. If you have balimum that got mixed up with tamimim, you can be makrivit. So we're talking about a suffix to start with. We're talking about a teruvus. And if for whatever reason the chachamim went and they made a takana, that although midiraisa you can be makriv teruvus balimum and you should not do it over here, so the rabbanan went and they said, even though it's a suffix, we still don't want you to do it. So in this particular instance, you can't say sveika de rabbanan lekula, because if indeed we would say sveika de rabbanan lekula over here, there wouldn't be any takana to start with. Because the whole issue is a suffix. We're talking about a taruvis, where it may be a balmum or it may not be a balmum. That's where the chachamim said, don't be makrivit, because of the possibility. So once the chachamim say over here, even though it's a suffix, it's aser, you can't go further and say, well, I have a suffix, if or if not I have the suffix, mele it should be mutter, because one of them left. You see that Rabbanan said, until you're sure that it's not a balmum, don't be makrivit. So even if they all left, and only one remains, we have to be chayshish, maybe this is the balmum, according to the chachamim. Now, Agav, here we come to a very important insight. It is yidu the Shita Sarama that whenever a person is over an Issa Drabanan, he is also over the lav of Leisasim and Adavar Shiyagidil Chayonin Ismail. And the Rambam Svar is Pashat. If the Torah tells us we have to listen to the Drabanan every single time we are over a mitzvah Drabanan, that means we're not listening to the Drabanan. And the Naila, not only are we over the Drabanan, we're over the Daraisa. The Ramban vehemently opposes the Rambam Shita that with every Drabanan, the one is over, he is also over the Daraisa. One of many kashas that the Ramban has, how is it possible to have a clout that Sveika D'Raisa L'Chumra and Sveika D'Rabbana L'Kula, according to the Rambam, every D'Rabbanan is a D'Raisa? Because even though it's a Safik that you may just be over the lav of Leisasser. So many Achayim answer, as we mentioned previously, that Leisasser means you have to listen to whatever the Chachamim say, and the Chachamim said that Safik D'Rabbanan is L'Kula. The Meshe Chachman Pasha Shaiftim on the Pasuk of Leisasser and Adavar explains, however, the Yisayit as follows. The Torah gave the right to the Chachamim, besides for the precepts that are D'Raisa, to add Hazaris, to add Takanis. And those Hazaris, those Takanis that they add, become part and parcel of our very life, even though they're Midrabanan. And if somebody rejects them, he rejects not a Yisayit Midrabanan, he rejects the Yisayit D'Raisa that says the Chachamim have a right to add their Xeris and Takats. However, should a bezin come along that is gadol, then the first bezin that enacted the takana b'chachma and dominion, both in wisdom and in majority, they have a right to be mevatel the previous takanas, and those takanas no longer exist. So it turns out as follows. The thrust of the emphasis of the Torah in regard to Yisrei Drabana is not the chefts of the Yisr, it is the gavra, in other words. Let us say the marshal. A king says to his guard, or a rebbe says to a talmud, do me a favor, bring me a cup of water. And the talmud just shrugs his shoulders and says, no, I'm not going to bring it. The rebbe gets angry and he will throw the talmud out of the class and send him to the principal. Now what's the issue over here? Is the issue that the rebbe didn't get his glass of water? Is that a terrible chait? The truth is, the glass of water isn't the issue at all. The issue is that the talmud made nil out of the request of the rebbe. He just looked the rebbe in the face and shrugged off his request. Of course it centers about the water, but the water is not the point. The point is the Talmud's lack of respect to the Rebbe. We have Tayag mitzvahs. Those mitzvahs cannot be changed. There's a machlaikis of mitzvahs, but Tayag Lisli Yosid Lavi, but that means something else. Nobody could change any of the Tayag mitzvahs. If a Navi would come along and say from this point and on, there is no more mitzvah sitzes, we will not say there is no more mitzvah sitzes, we will say there is no more Navi over here. Now, with the exception of Eliyoy Bahar Kamel, which was a Hiroa Shah, that's something else also. But Lamaisa, no one could be Mevatel any mitzvah. Mitzvahs are part and parcel of the essence of the world. Yistakel B'Yiraisi Bar Alma. You can't be Mevatel the world. Mitzvahs the Rabbanans are something else. When it comes to the Rabbanans, the issue is not what the Rabbanan said. The issue is listening to the Rabbanan. Should a later Bezin that is Gadol Mimenu B'Chachmo B'Minyan come and be Mevatel that Takana so that Takana is Batel? But the issue is not the cup of water. The issue is the attitude. And it is in regard to the attitude that the Torah reinforces this with a lav of leisasir min hadavar if somebody does not respect the takanis of the chachamim. And the Meshech Chacham brings many rayas to this, from the yesaidos of the halachas pertaining to a melech, to a rebbe. He also quotes a yeshalmi that says, on the first day of Sukkot we make the bracha al netilas luliv, and on the rest of the days we make the bracha al mitzvah zakenim. Because the issue, the rest of the day, is where it's the Rabbanan is not taking the lulav or not taking the lulav. The issue is we're listening to the Chachamim that said take a lulav. Now, the Araises are different. when it comes to a deraisa, the point isn't, am I listening to the Torah or am I not listening to the Torah? The point is the chefts of the thing. If somebody eats chazer, if somebody wears klayim, then he was makalkel something in the Briya. He was makalkel his neshama that will not have a tikkun until he does proper tshuva. Here it isn't a question of attitudes. Here it isn't a question of response. It is a question of the issue itself. Memeila, this is why we say sveika d'yoraisa l'chumra and safik d'rabbanu l'kula. L'mash, if we have a safik if a piece of cake is poison or not, and somebody says, well, it's only a safik, I'm going to eat it, that is not a rational argument. The chances of him being wrong are so great that the fact that it's a safik shouldn't even change anything. On the other hand, if somebody says, if a Rebbe says to a Talmud, I don't want you, b'shum ein oifin, to walk out of here before 2 o'clock, and you think it's almost 2 o'clock, maybe a drop before, maybe a drop after, and you leave. So you were basically Mekayim, you showed your respect to the Rebbe. Maybe a minute before 2? If it's before 2 or it's after 2 is not the issue. The issue is respect. One of the kashas of the Ramban, on the Rambam, who says that with every Drabbanan you're over a Deraisa is, so it turns out there's a lot more than Tariq Mitzvahs. Count up all the Drabbanans, each one of the mitzvah. The Teretz is, the Tariq Mitzvahs are mitzvahs in the Briya. Without the Tariq Mitzvahs, b'mitzias, the Briya cannot stand. The Tekonis Chachamim are not mitzias in the Briya. A bezin that is godly many b'chachim or b'min, you can come be mevatlet. Tekonis Chachamim is the issue of listening to the Chachamim. These kinds of mitzvahs are in a whole different category than the Deraisas. And the Mela did not belong in the Cheshbon of the Tariq Mitzvahs. The Alachi is, as the Rambam Paskins in Hilchos Mechira, Soif Perik Tazayin, and as the Mavuyer in Cheshon Mishpat, Simon Reish Lamedal. If Reuven sells Shimon, let us say, for instance, 10 pounds of apples, and it turns out that those apples are also midiraisa, they're truma, they're tavel midiraisa, Shimon can come to Reuven, and Shimon can say, I want a refund. Of course, Reuven has to give it to him. Mekach tos. Now, what happens if Shimon just has 9 pounds of apples to return? He ate 1 pound of the apples. The halacha is Shimon can still demand a refund for all 10 pounds of apples. Why should Reuven have to refund the pound of apples that Lamaisa Shimon ate? Because the apples that he ate were not good apples. They were b'metzias apples that are mekalkal in the neshama. There was an iser d'oraisa on those apples. And Reuven cannot tell you ate it. They were not good. On the other hand, if Reuven sold Shimon 10 pounds of apples, and then it turns out there was an iser d'rabbanan on these apples, there were tavel mid'rabbanan. If Shimon already ate 1 pound of the apples, and he only has 9 to return, he can only demand a refund for 9. He cannot demand that Reuven compensate him for the pound of apples that he ate. Why? Because you ate it, you had enough from it. What if your time it was also in the Rabbanan? So what? The problem with the Rabbanans is that you didn't listen to the Rabbanan. But you didn't know you're not listening to the Rabbanan. You didn't know that these are also in the Rabbanan. Memela, what you ate was 100% kosher. As far as the apples themselves are concerned, as you are now Masber, and then see this explains this, on that very simon, as far as the apples themselves are concerned, you can't tell that they weren't good, they were perfect. Because an Issa d'Rabbanan means you're not supposed to eat it. You, the Gavra, is not supposed to eat it. But it is not Nisiachis to the Chayfetz. The Chayfetzah has no Issa. Memeil. We have here a memra that Rabbi Eliezer says, if a Balmo got mixed up with Tmina, the Torah's the kind took one of the heads and was makas it. It was makdered on the Mizbeach. We can assume, we can be toila that the one that went was the Balmon, and the male, as far as the rest are concerned, take 2 at a time, according to the Maskana of the Gemara. So if you take 2, one is Vabi Kasher, the other is only a Safik Balmon, because we know there's only one Balmon over here, both can't be Balimumen, and the male is Mutter. Now what is the logic over here? Does it really help me if I had over here 100 Oilois and one Balmon got mixed up, and the Kain by mistake took one of them and he was Makriv? Should that help me? Should I assume that the one they took was the Baal Mum? What are the odds that the one that he took was the Baal Mum? Logic, and by all probabilities, the Baal Mum is still here. So we're saying we'll take 2. And one is Vaday Mutter. Therefore, the other, although it's a Sadik, will come along. What am I accomplishing by making sure that one is Vaday Mutter? However, according to this beer, we can understand it. The Rishonim explain that Midiraisa, we have the Xeris Akasa that says any Balmum that got mixed up no longer has the Yisr Balmum. We don't say Lo Yeratzu. You could be Makav on a Mizbeach. Elamai, we're dealing here with the Takana Drabbanan. the Rabbanan made a takana, and they said, we don't want you to be makav a balmum, even al yedei teruvus on the mizbeach. Once we leave the domain of the Araisis, and we're now talking about the Rabbanan, the issue is a whole different issue. The issue isn't, b'metzias, what do we have? The issue is this person violating what the Chachamim told him? Does he have respect for the Chachamim or not? Therefore, Rabbi Eliezer says, being that we're dealing now with the Rabbanans, what we want from you is one thing. First of all, to allow the possibility that you're not being over what the Rabbanan are saying. And that is because one of them were taken away. But the Kayan took one of the heads and he was marked of it, so it's possible whatever is left, just very well maybe it's Neiman. And we also want the Shas you are doing your Maisa of bringing up the Baal Mum, it should be a Maisa Heter. Why is it a Maisa Heter? Because you're taking and one is valid, not a. So what you're doing is, you're doing a Maisa Heter, bringing up a Tomim on the Mizbeach. And you're not over the Rabbanan over here, because you would never do anything if Chazal told you not to do it. But Chazal didn't tell me not to bring up something that is Mutter, so I'm bringing up something that is Mutter. As far as the other is concerned, that's just a Safik. B'makim Safik, Chazal weren't geyser. And the Meila Rabbi Eliezer says, if these are the circumstances, we are not violating the Takana Drabana. If, however, we would be dealing here with an Issa D'Araisa, all of these numbers, the fact that one may have left, and the fact that I'm taking two, and one is Mutter, and the other is only possibly Asr, all of this would be meaningless. If the issue is the D'Araisa, the issue is there may be a Bamum here, we can't take the chance. However, being that it's a Drabanan, and the issue is, are we listening or are we not listening to the Chachamim? Here, we can't say that he's not listening to the Chachamim, and the Meili can do it. Akiv, at the end of this very same piece, the Meshech Chachm is Masber another Inyan. We find many times in Shas the Lashon that something is Medrabanan, and I, the Gemara, brings a Pasuk. The Pasuk is in a Smach to the Yam. So he brings the Gemara in Menachas Chav Tech. The Gemara says over there, B'shasha Olam Moshe. Moshe, when he went up to the Shemei HaShemayim, he saw Rabbi Yekiva dashening Torah. And he was dashing on the tagim of the Yosiyos, Tilei Tilon Shalalachis. And Veloyo Yidei Mahinoimim, the Gemara says Moshe Rabbeinu did not understand what Rabbi Akiva was dashing. And then the Gemara goes on to say that Moshe Rabbeinu saw the life of Rabbi Akiva, and he saw the terrible Misa Meshuna, the horrible death that Rabbi Akiva would suffer at the end. And Moshe Rabbeinu asked the Kadosh Baruch Hu, Zu Taira Vezuzchar, is this a schar for Taira? And the Kadosh Baruch Hu answered him, Shesaik Kachala B'machshav Alafanai, this is what I want. The Meshech Chachma explains as follows. We are mortals. Being that we are mortal, we have a beginning to our life, and liachon neyav yasim shana, a time that the neshama goes up. The Meila, in regard to us, everything is measured in time. Past, present, and future. Something that is limited to a certain time frame has a past, present, and future. And therefore, there is the famous kasha that Rambam asks, if a Kadosh Baruch Hu knows what's going to happen, so a Kadosh Baruch Hu knows if the person is going to be a Rasha or a Tzaddik, how is it shaykh to say that I have a prior, I have a free choice now to be good or bad, and the Kadosh Baruch Hu already knows what I'm going to do? So the Teretz is that we can't understand the Teretz. Because our minds are only attuned to understanding that there is past, present, future, and if you know the future, then it's a steer to the past. But in Shemayim, there is no such metzias as man. There is no past, present, or future. Because there's no limitations there. Everything is infinite. And if it's infinite, it's not shaykh to say Zman. That is the metzias of the Shem Havaya. Havaya means existence. Past, present, future, it's all the same. And it is impossible for our minds, which are limited, to understand it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew that there will be gulfs. And he knew that the danger to forgetting Torah is very great in gulfs. And therefore, certain takanas were nailed along the way. Like Bishalakim, Stam Yenam, and so on. When Moshe Rabbeinu came up to Shemai, he saw Rabbi Akiva dashing all kinds of drashas, tili tilon shalalachis, all kinds of mitzvahs drabanans, all kinds of takanas. And those takanas were necessary to be enacted during the time that Rabbi Akiva lived. Moshe Rabbeinu, who was many years before that, did not understand. There was a time where it wasn't necessary to have a gzeir of bishalakim. There was a time where it wasn't necessary to have a gzeir of chalavakim. So during Moshe Rabbeinu's lifetime, he said, I don't understand, where are these halachas? Is it part of the Torah? The truth is, however, that the Torah HaKadoshah is inclusive of all the Takanas Chacham. Everything is Merumis B'Yaraisa, Lek and Midi L'Rmiza B'Yaraisa. And it's Shaykh, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wrote the Torah. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows whatever is going to happen, and for HaKadosh Baruch Hu there is no stira. Past, present, and future, it's all the same. So Moshe Rabbeinu said, I don't understand, what is the Yekiva Dashening over here? What are these Takanas for? for what is it applicable? How can there be merumas in the Torah that you're giving me now for Klal Yisrael that applies to all Klal Yisrael, and in over here there are remarks and tetakonis that have no shaykhus to us? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe, Shesaik, Kach Ola B'machshava, this is my machshava. For you to understand the need for the various gzeiros and tekanos, that means you will see Klal Yisrael will be chayte. And once you know vade they will be chayte, do they have a choice? Therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe, don't try to understand this. Because for you to understand that Klal Yisrael is vade going to sin, and therefore there will be a need for tekanos, that is impossible. That means they don't have a choice. Once you establish the fact that they're going to sin, do they have a choice of not sinning? But Kachala B'machshava, for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is not a kasha. Because in the Shema Shemayim there is no past, present, and future, because everything is infinite. However, after the Metzias turns out that there was a need for certain takanas, then we can look back and see how HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew this from the start, from the beginning, even though by HaKadosh Baruch Hu it's not Shaykh beginning, because there is no beginning and end. But it's all in the Torah. Every person's life, every day of his life, it's all Merumis in the Torah. It's all there. And therefore it is Shaykh to say something is Midrabanan, and there is a pasuk backing it up as an Asmachta. The Etzem Mitzvah is a Mitzvah that abundant for a specific time, and it may be only for a specific time. A Bezen may come to be mevatel it. But everything is Merumis in the Torah.